With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Reger. The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for the northern Rocky Mountain front and a winter storm warning for other parts of northwestern and southwestern Montana. The blizzard warning takes effect Tuesday afternoon, with up to a foot of snow expected to fall at Marias Pass near Glacier National Park and with wind gusts of up to 80 miles per hour. Both of Montana's senators voted for the Farm Bill, a multi-billion dollar legislative package to fund agriculture and food aid programs, which the Senate passed today. The mammoth package will fund key farm safety net programs for the next 5 years without making significant changes to the food stamp program that serves nearly 40 million low-income Americans. Democratic Senator John Tester released a statement saying, in part,
"We need the certainty of the Farm Bill, especially in these times of trade wars, when we see egg prices going down."
Tester also applauded the bill's increase of the maximum acreage of the Conservation Reserve Program. Republican Senator Steve Daines says he's glad farmers will have more certainty in the future, but that he's disappointed the final bill will not allow states and counties more say in the management of national forests. The measure bears a price tag of $867 billion over 10 years. The Montana Supreme Court has overruled Attorney General Tim Fox's legal opinion that the governor can't unilaterally approve large conservation easements. The court issued an order today, siding with Governor Steve Bullock, who argued the state land board's approval isn't needed because conservation easements aren't land acquisitions. The decision comes in a dispute over a $6.1 million conservation easement in eastern Montana that Bullock approved earlier this year after the land board indefinitely delayed action on the proposal. The Democratic governor's sidestepping of the land board prompted the Republican attorney general to write a legal opinion that the board must approve all conservation easements that are larger than 100 acres or worth more than $100,000. Six of the seven justices on the state's high court signed the order, siding with Governor Steve Bullock. Justice Lori McKinnon is the only justice who didn't sign. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is investigating a poached bull moose found south of Bozeman this month. The agency says Christmas tree hunters found the moose carcass on December 1st, about a mile up from Moser Creek Road, and reported it to FWP on December 3rd. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that wardens investigated the area that day and found the moose's head had been removed. The agency says the moose was likely killed a few days before December 1st. A Montana family is looking for a Grinch who stole a custom-made Grinch holiday costume. The Daily Interlake reports the Kalispell Christmas Parade on Saturday was the last time the costume, inspired by the Dr. Seuss classic story of how the Grinch stole Christmas, was seen before it went missing. Kalispell resident Tiffany Floden and her mother, Denise Robertson, made the costume. It was being stored at a hotel in South Kalispell that was to be the venue for a special event on Sunday. In addition to the costume, two projector lights in red and white, makeup, and an oversized Hershey Kiss that was meant to be a giveaway are also missing. Loden has filed a police report. Both of Montana's U.S. senators are urging the Senate to pass the so-called Blue Water Veterans Act before the current Congress adjourns. That bill would extend benefits to vets who served on ships during the Vietnam War who may have been exposed to Agent Orange. At present, only troops who served on land are eligible.
Taking care of our veterans is a cost of war.
Democrat John Tester co-chairs the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee.
If we're not willing to take care of our veterans when they get back home, we should not send them into places in this world where they might be exposed to toxins.
The bill passed the House in June. It is opposed by the Trump administration's Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Speaking at the same press conference Tuesday, Republican Senator Steve Daines said,
"They've muddied the water on this issue. The VA has. And we've got some bureaucrats who've decided to make some interpretation and frankly reject the intent of Congress."
VA Secretary Robert Wilkie has said there's insufficient scientific evidence Blue Water vets were harmed by Agent Orange, and that he has concerns about the cost of extending benefits to them. The Blue Water bill would be funded by a new fee on VA home loans. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is investigating a poached bull moose south of Bozeman this month. The agency says the moose was found about a mile up Moser Creek Road and reported to FWP on December 3rd. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that wardens investigated the area that day and found the moose's head had been removed. The agency says the moose was likely killed a few days before December 1st. The Trump administration's plan to roll back an Obama-era policy designed to protect over half the nation's waterways from pollution is drawing starkly different reactions in Montana. The Montana Wildlife Federation's Dave Chadwick condemns the rewrite of the so-called Waters of the United States policy as a sweeping mistake.
To repeal it, throw it out, and then concoct a new rule with substantially less public engagement. I mean, frankly, it's a disservice to the public and the democratic process, and it's also bad for water quality.
The Trump administration is poised to remove federal protections for wetlands nationally unless they're connected to another federally protected waterway. Those protections would also be removed for streams, ditches, and ponds that exist only during rains. 13 states, including Montana, successfully challenged the Obama-era water protections as inconsistent, burdensome, and an overreach of federal power. Montana Department of Justice spokesman John Barnes.
Well, 2 points. First, a federal judge ruled that the 2015 rule was illegal. The second point is that Montana does a pretty darn good job of protecting its waters. We have a very robust system in place.
The proposed rules now go up for public comment ahead of any final adoption by the Trump administration. The Associated Press reports environmental groups are promising legal challenges. A 52-year-old Miles City man who made silencers out of aluminum baseball bats, flashlights, and bicycle stunt pegs has pleaded guilty to 4 firearms violations. Brendan John Jones pleaded guilty on Monday to 2 counts of possessions of firearms not on the National Firearms Registration and Transfer Record, and 2 counts of possession of a firearm not identified by a serial number. Jones faces a sentence of up to 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine when he is sentenced April 24th. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio.